All right, now tonight we are going to begin a discussion regarding the coming of the Greeks, which is a very important event in the history of the world and the history of the Jewish people. But even more than that, it sets a pattern, a historic pattern, that you are able to apply to later stories of the Jewish people. Now, there's one rule that exists in Jewish life. That rule is that the Jews never attempt to assimilate into what they consider to be an inferior culture. The pressure for assimilation always exists and is strong when there is what the Jews consider an equal or superior culture involved. Therefore, one of the great reasons why the Jews did not assimilate in Babel is because the Babylonians were always viewed as an inferior culture by the Jews. There was no Yetzer Hara. The same thing, it's a broad generalization. But the Jew in Eastern Europe didn't want to be the Polish peasant. They had very little Yetzer Hara for him. He didn't want to be the Russian serf. But the Jew who lived in Germany wanted to be Schiller or Goethe, or he wanted to be Frederick the Great. I mean, there was an attraction. And therefore, the pressure for assimilation is always from an advanced culture. Originally in the time of the first Beis Hamikdash, the Jews viewed the surrounding cultures, especially the Phoenician culture, which had the greatest influence upon them, as an advanced culture. And therefore, Avodah Zarah, paganism, the ideas of the Phoenicians, the idols of the Phoenicians, the way of life, the style, the architecture, all had a tremendous influence on the Jews. But the Jews, for instance, never viewed the Arabs as an advanced culture. And therefore, the Jews never imitated them. And they were not interested in being with them. That will change when the Arabs in the 8th, 9th, and 10th centuries become the most cultured people in the world. Then the Jews want to be like the Arabs. So this has to spin around in your mind as a basic idea. Once we understand that basic idea, then many questions are answered automatically for us. Why did certain things happen at this time and in this place and they never happened anywhere else, etc.? The Jews' relation to the Persians, the Jews were never interested in being Persians. The Jews had a very, very jaundiced view of Persian behavior, Persian looks. The Gemara is full of insults regarding the Persians. The Gemara compares them to hairy bears. They eat that way, they sleep that way, they make love that way. They're boors, they're coarse, they have no manners. They're barbarians, we would say in our language. So therefore, the Jews weren't interested in being Persians. The Jewish level of culture always fluctuated, but if you started at a higher point, so even if you went down, you still were higher. And from the Gemara and from the records of the times, the Jewish records of the times, that we see that the Persian culture was not a threat to Judaism. And the Jews were not about to assimilate into becoming Persians. The first major threat, and it was a threat that almost engulfed the Jewish world, almost destroyed the Jewish world, is the Greek culture. Because the Greek culture, for the first time,